floor four and PE teacher at King Edward's.
Are you ready?
My role today is looking after the young leaders, and at the moment I've choreographed a cheerleading routine for their opening ceremony. So I'm leading that. We taught that yesterday and they've done really well. And so I'm going to be leading that to the young people that we have here today at the festival.
Hi, I'm Jack and I'm with Jello.
Okay.
What are you hoping to get out from today?
Well, these 3 days that we had, it was fabulous! It was so great. I mean, we learned so much. They teached us so nicely about being a leader. So we're having so many projects to do for child. That's so great. Could you let me do my interview? Okay. So, okay. And it was really great for I know. So now I know more people from different countries, and I have the ability for being a leader and no projects to do for children and those things.
I've learned lots of things. Yeah, teamwork, confidence, and how to lead, how to listen, how to work as a team. Yeah.
Rob Walden, assistant head teacher. Looking at what I'm seeing now, it's clearer now than ever before. We're seeing Kurdish students, Arabic students, Christians, Muslims, all working together under the same roof, developing a cheerleading routine for their festival. That doesn't sound like much, but it's the relationships that have been built over the last 4 to 5 days with our student leaders and with each other that is probably the biggest impact of all.
3 days of preparation have gone into this festival, bringing together all of these pupils and their teachers right the way from across Iraq. And predictably, perhaps, something goes wrong right at the beginning when about 100 young pupils arrive an hour and a quarter early, leaving one of our students, Ben, to improvise with an hour and a quarter of head, shoulders, knees and toes. You sit here watching the opening ceremony, and there is something quite incredible about the fact that you've got speeches being delivered by students from right the way across Iraq, the first time they've all worked together, and their speeches being translated from Arabic or Kurdish into English, and the strongest sense of unity you can imagine. And the hundreds of primary children who've come to take part in the festival absolutely love it.
It's James here, going to do an interview with a student. What's your name?
My name is Alan.
Alan, right, nice to meet you. Have you enjoyed today?
Yes, a lot. I love here. We played a lot of games and I love these games. Yeah, I liked it.
Brilliant, that's good to hear. Have you got a favourite thing that you have done today? What's been your best bit?
I think the one when we sit around a circle and we play the game, running after each other. I love that game.
There is something slightly unnerving about the party poppers here in Iraq, which, how should we put it, don't sound like party poppers. And with an extraordinary and old-fashioned rendition of the Hokey Cokey of all things, this festival of sport and culture comes to an end.
I think I'm an Iraqi living in Iraq, and I don't think these kids have ever seen anything like this before. So up till now, I look at these kids and they're acting like grown-ups. They're not kids anymore. They've grown. Through a simple program presented by a few people coming from abroad, from around the country, facing these difficulties, but still coming round, bringing kids, making them smile, work, think, and do things for themselves that they have never done before. I am proud to be a part of this, and I am glad to have met everyone.